9 months after the Rimfire tore through the nearby forest, Kevin Reynolds and Randy Jones decided to live out a dream.
We kind of wanted to rise from the ashes just to kind of let people know there are still opportunities out there.
The two of them opened an old-fashioned meat market they had envisioned before the fire hit. Instead of being scared by the fire, the couple says they were inspired.
The fire didn't really affect our decision to open a meat market. We knew that, you know, there was maybe some issues, but people still need to eat.
Highway 120 into Yosemite National Park at one point is downtown Groveland. It's lined with restaurants, hotels, and mom-and-pop shops that depend on tourist traffic to stay alive.
When the blaze hit, the tourists left. Any other community could have been devastated, but Groveland stood strong.
It's partly because people like Lydia Berwick stayed and kept serving lattes at Mountain Sage Cafe.
This whole season last year, I saw, you know, life, and then once the fire happened, just gone. The fear was, what about next year? Are people going to still want to come when part of the forest is destroyed?
She remembers what it was like when the fire hit.
It was mass chaos. The previous night, we had seen the canyon, and it looked like Mordor.
Berwick isn't the only one who stayed. Saul Gonzalez owns Cocina Michoacan, a Mexican restaurant just down the street from the cafe. He says the fire came within 100 yards of his home.
It was scary. Good thing we have a second home in Sonora, so we moved down there. We never closed the restaurant.
When the flames blew towards town, Ann Schaefer saw clients empty out of her four bed and breakfasts.
Oh, well, they did, of course, eventually cancel, and the cancellations were replaced by the reporters. After the reporters left, then it was a difficult time.
But it wasn't only her business that she was afraid she'd lose. She pointed to her ranch on a map of the burned area.
Do you see how close it was?
Yeah, you're really close, 2 miles.
Yeah, two miles from the fire. So when it went around like this, I breathed a real sigh of relief.
After the worst was over and the air cleared a little, Groveland was hit by another disaster, the federal government shutdown, which closed national parks like Yosemite and again kept traffic out of town.
That's when it hit home that no matter how much the residents rely on out-of-town guests, they still have each other. Once again, Kevin Reynolds.
People are going to go out and support somebody that's trying to build something after there's been such a, you know, a horrible situation like that.
This community that's standing together recognizes they only have so much control over their livelihoods. Ann Schaefer has been in the bed and breakfast business since 2002.
In Groveland, you just realize you're part of nature. We are hardy people. We just take what comes, and actually we probably live with nature better than most.
As the town comes back to life this summer and into the fall, residents say they will always be aware the next big fire could just be a canyon away.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
And I'm Ezra David Romero.